Check this baby out.
The planet has a fever.
And the only prescription is more cowbell.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Hello.
Oh, no, they're back.
Testing.
No, yeah, no. Oh, yes.
1, 2, 1, 2.
Gigi Edgley, I play Chiana on Farscape, and I'm the host of Jim Henson's Creature Shot Challenge, and you're listening to Two Downies Dudes.
Julian, what's a shithawk? Some kind of a shitty bird that swoops down and puts poop onto you.
I'm Eric.
I'm Robbie, and this is podcast number 82 for November 7th, 2015. On this podcast, we're joined by Jeremy and Jen. We do an emergency pedal watch. We get a call in from former professional wrestler Abe Alley, play a game of Would You Rather with Eric, and do a little geeking out with Jeremy.
It's been a while like that. This. I don't know.
What the fuck's the matter with you guys?
Yo, here I am. Turn me up in the headphones.
MC Jen.
Here I am.
Jeremy.
What's up? How's it sounding?
Not good.
No, I don't sound that good.
It's your voice. It's not the volume.
What do you mean it's my voice?
Well, that's good.
I call it sexual chocolate.
James Earl Jones.
Oh, my God.
You might have to eat the mic a little bit, Jeremy.
Eat
Did
the
you
mic.
Say sexual
That's
chocolate.
Perfect.
Sexual chocolate.
That's perfect.
Wow.
Melts in your mouth and not in your hand.
Damn, I'm getting moist.
No, I can.
Rectally moist.
I can smell it. It's like a dog expressing his anus.
There's moist and there's rectally moist.
Yeah. This podcast is starting out just like every other podcast.
Yep. Yeah.
So before we go too much further, we're so good at introductions.
So good.
We've got Jen Robidoux here.
Like a bad penny.
Queen of the Haitians.
Yep.
Jen's Auto. And Jeremy Hendrickson, the
How's
reigning champ of prank calls.
Bring it. Anybody out there want to fucking challenge me? Bring it, motherfuckers.
Wow,
bring it.
That's intense.
It is intense.
Right out the gate.
Right out the gate. I'm not scared. My fucking prank skills are strong.
Well, I might have to hire you as a subcontractor or something. I don't know if you do contract work, but I've got a little situation. It's starting to die down now, but it's pretty bad for a couple of weeks. What happened was I was getting these fucking cold calls all the time for these like business loans. Somehow my phone number got into some fucking site for cold calls. So
I thought you were going to say cold source.
Cold source. Well, that too. Yeah, I get calls for that all the time too. So I was getting these cold calls about, you know, you've been approved for a business loan, blah, blah, blah. Automated message, you know, press 1 for more info, and I just hang up. Finally, I was like, you know what, I'm fucking sick of this. So I started answering them and fucking with these guys, right? So I answer one, and I told them that I wanted the loan. Like, I was ready for the loan. They took down my information. So I said, yeah, this Bob Johnson of Bob's used butt plugs. And they're like, they didn't skip a beat. They're like, all right, well, you know, you're approved, $250,000 loan. I was like, yeah, I need this some bad because Jim's certified pre-owned butt plugs across the street. He's put me out of business. I need a loan for some new sanitation equipment. And finally, it you know, made its way through the circuit and got to the finance guys that were like ready to approve it. And he finally caught on because the first guys were all just like script dummies and, you know, Indian guys that didn't know what was going on. But finally, I got some guy with like a New York accent, and he was fucking pissed. And he was like mob style fucking threatening me.
You telling me you got a business cleaning up butt plugs and you need a fucking loan to clean up some fucking butt plugs?
That's how it was going. So he then informed me that he had a brother that was mentally unstable. That had a lot of emotional. He said, my brother's got a lot of emotional problems. He said, I'm going to give him your phone number. I was like, oh, Jesus Christ. Fucking Christ.
What's he going to do?
Yeah, I don't know. Like, call me and fucking Nathan, threaten me.
Nathan, I hear you got some dirty butt pumps. Well,
I told him, I was like, hey, have him give me a call. I'll talk to him any day. I've got some good products for him. Like, got some good butt plugs for him. So, I never heard from his emotionally unstable brother, but what I did start getting is bombarded with fucking 10 times as many calls for business loans, insurance, the point where I couldn't even, you know, I'd answer him for a while.
Ha ha, motherfucker. Real funny selling me butt plugs. He's at home fucking putting in your number to
everything. Oh, yeah. Yeah. So that's been going on for the past, like, month, actually. It's finally starting to die down. But the next time they call me and you're around, maybe they'll call while we're here tonight. And
we
I'll
can
just
only hope.
Answer it yeah. And so have you awesome. Fuck with them.
Yeah.
Because I did, I did some characters and fucked with them, and but they're just relentless.
Wow. Don't mess with a New Yorker who's got a disabled brother who's against cleaning butt plugs.
Apparently. I mean,
Jesus. Who would have thought there was a market for that?
Right. So Halloween has come and gone, and we're talking a little bit about it. I know I kind of told Eric the whole story and Jen via text about my wonderful Halloween escapades.
Yes.
And confirmed the reason that I don't go to the fucking bars, which number one reason is I don't drink, so that already kind of makes it awkward.
Can we start out, though, by letting everyone know that you went as a shirtless D-bag? Can we start there?
Right.
Let's just...
Well, I didn't quite get that. Was it shirtless D-bag? Was the...
People could feel a little threatened by that.
Okay. Let me clarify.
With lipstick,
I was kind of asking for it because I was rather exposed, and apparently that's an invitation to fight me.
Well, it is when you're rocking six-pack abs and you're all cut and ripped.
Yeah, like, oh, six-packs, I want to punch that.
Well, exactly. I mean, you look like a guy who's ready to get into a fight.
You want my girlfriend.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. And meanwhile, I'm fucking meditating and eating organic food. But
your first mistake is walking into Chummies trying to look like an Abercrombie & Fitch model.
Well, my first mistake is walking into Chummies.
Well, okay, right. Our second is looking the way you did. Right, right. Right.
I know you made a comment too that what did you say I was last year?
Shirtless douchebag.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then this year,
shirtless douchebag.
Okay.
Right.
So this year,
I thought you had the same costume as last year. I couldn't quite remember.
Yeah.
I refused to recycle.
There it is.
I was. Oh yeah, Jen's looking at it on the wall right now.
Yep, shirtless douchebag. Yeah. Shirtless douchebag with boxing gloves
on display. And it's November, homie.
I'm going to post that to the Facebook
page. Oh, shit.
Page.
I do have to.
Yeah. There it is.
I've got to change that.
There it is.
That is.
Yeah, now,
It's the fourth, all right? Give me
I
a
told
break.
Him if he really wanted an adventure, dress like that and go to Chummies with the boxing gloves.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah.
You would have definitely had that black eye would have been authentic.
Right.
It would have been real, yeah. All right, well, here's what happened. I was here at the apartment. I wasn't really even planning on going. I thought Trendy Robots were playing, which they're awesome. So I was like, all right, maybe I'll go down and check out a few songs. So, which I got to talk to those guys. You know, those guys are really cool, and hopefully we'll get them on the podcast at some point. I mentioned it to them. But, so I was like, all right, I'll go down, you know, watch a few songs. So I get a message from Sarah, and she said, you know, you got to come down, and you got to wear a costume. And Eric, your daughter and her husband got involved, and
right.
They were all conspiring and insisting that I had to wear a costume. I had to come down. I was like, all right, I'll fucking do something. So I was just looking in my closet, and I was like, I have nothing to wear. I have no costume to come up with. And then I got looking, and I was like, well, I got my suit. It's like, I can kind of do something clever with that. So I put on the jacket and tie with no shirt, shorts, Argyle dress socks and dress shoes, business casual.
Yeah, I get it.
So that was,
but that's definitely not the crowd you want to go to with a punny Halloween costume.
It was lost on 99% of them.
Business casual, you queer.
Yeah, that's some kind of gay
you
lingo.
Fight?
Yeah, is that what that means? And that's basically how it was. Is it was just a series of dudes wanting to fight me for no reason. There were, I guess, in their defense, there was a couple of times that girls, for whatever reason, because I had a tie on, like on the dance floor, like grabbed me by the tie and like pulled me towards them.
Uh huh.
Yeah. There was one situation where I went up to the bar to get a water, which is great because you stand there for 15 fucking minutes to try to get a water. And there was this short, chubby Asian guy.
Awesome.
And his tall...
Odd job?
Oxymoron?
Yeah.
Odd job.
I know. Yeah, I mean, that was kind of redundant. So, yeah, this
There was an Asian guy.
This Asian guy, yeah. And his tall, pretty attractive female companion. And he was kind of like all over her. She literally reaches over his shoulder and grabs my tie and is like kind of pulling it through her hand. And is like, oh, what are you? She had a good buzz on. Oh, what are you supposed to be? I was like, oh, business casual, you know, and then kind of like went to turn around. And so he turns around and looks at me and just kind of like smiles and starts patting me on the head in like a condescending way. It's like, it's okay, buddy. It's okay. And then like was patting my shoulder like, it's all right. I was like, what the fuck? Whatever. So I just
bowed to him. Oh, thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
That definitely would have been
he did not like
for
me.
A karate chop.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
So I just turn around, ignore him. I'm like, what the fuck ever? So I go to turn back around at one point because I recognize somebody. I went to talk to him, and there he is, like, facing me, like, just a couple feet in front of my face, right? He looks me in the eye, steps on my dress shoe, and fucking twists his foot while looking me in the eyes.
The Asian?
The Asian guy. Oh, yeah. Chubby Asian guy.
This guy was hardcore.
Mafia.
Yeah, just stares me dead in the eye. So I just sit there and fucking stare at him. Just, like, dead-faced. And until finally, like, I was just waiting for him to break or waiting for some sort of reaction. He just kind of, like, shrugged and gave me, like, a cute little smile, like, whatever.
No intimidate big white guy.
Yeah. I don't mean no trouble.
Sorry, I thought that might work. It works in the Chinese province.
Yeah. So, yeah, whatever. Like, and then at one point I'm walking out the door and some dude with, like, his face painted that I don't know, didn't really recognize. I'm pretty sure I actually know who it is. Let's just say his name rhymes with Don Feeney. fucking slaps me on the shoulder. I'm 90% sure that's who it was, but his face was painted. Slaps me on the shoulder. So I turn around and he gives me the fucking...
The
like
arms.
That, arms in the air,
what?
Face forward. The yeah.
What?
Like, fuck, what? Like I'm walking. Like, I do this often. Like, if that pisses you off, like, you should not follow me around on a regular day because...
Right.
I walk through places all the time. Like, I'm sorry if that offends you. Literally just walking by and he does that, which... Dalton informed me that he did the same thing to him. He tried to fight him.
He was just looking.
He just walked up to him and was like, what the fuck do you know?
In Downey's Maine,
what do you know?
Two things for going out to the bar. Fuck or fight. That's the two reasons for going to the bar.
Exactly. And they won't settle
until
they get one
of
the other.
That's why you got to have that one guy that just absolutely loves fighting.
Right.
Like, you just have him there and, like, for that one time when that guy does that, he just doesn't even think twice. He just cracks him one.
Right.
Yeah. Right.
We all know that one fucking friend. I mean,
that's yes. True.
Jared Keefe.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's why I don't partake. Nor would I at all. And nobody, not even my wife, could talk me into it.
Yeah. And there were a few other situations, too. There were, you know, guys that were fucking, you know, hitting on Sarah, one of which was, like, somebody I know, and he was just being really disrespectful, making her uncomfortable, making me uncomfortable.
Right.
He was hammered, and his wife just left him, and just, he was a fucking disaster. But, you know, of course, we were talking about this, and how, you know, you talk about this, and girls are like, I don't know what happened to me. Like,
what? Right.
It's like, well, of course not. That's the experience of being a guy in the bar. Because you're the one everybody's trying to fuck. So,
right,
of course nobody wants to fight
right,
you.
Exactly.
But, like, it's all perceived. You're not competition because I'm not out there trying to bang any chicks there. But in other guys' eyes, I'm competition.
And you're
and
with
it's
your
just
girlfriend,
so barbaric.
For fuck's sake.
Yeah.
Right.
Right.
But,
that doesn't matter.
How the
that
testosterone level gets higher and higher as the night goes on, the sexual tension.
Halloween, people are getting extra shitty.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
And all the girls are in fucking next to nothing.
Right.
So there's more parts exposed. That, in turn, raises the testosterone level even higher. Sexual tension.
Nothing's worse than dudes not getting laid.
Uh-huh. Exactly.
I mean, and that's what Chummies is full of, most likely.
Yeah. So disgusting, thinking of the people that just go there, and just like a meat market, and they're just standing there just like sizing up the chicks. It's just fucking gross. And then you've got the girls that go there that just want to get fucked. Oops, I'm being naughty. I'm just, that's so bad. You know what you get the girls that go out and that's what they do weekend after weekend. They go out and they just
want to get laid.
Pour around.
God,
it is what it is.
Yeah.
And that causes fights.
Power to the people.
Yeah. Because some guy's got his eye on that girl that just wants to get fucked, but there's three other guys that got their eye on her, too, so there's your competition.
Or one of them that fucked her last weekend.
Exactly.
And they're pissed.
Right, because right, he's in love.
He thought he was going to get it again
exactly,
this weekend.
Right. Yeah. He thought there was more to it than
I
just
bought her a drink, you fucker! I've been buying her drinks all night.
Yeah. Fun.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that was fun. I did spot two characters, though.
What?
No.
Oh, yeah, at Chummy's on Halloween night.
I know one. Please yeah. Right off the bat.
Guaranteed.
Jason.
Oh, yeah.
Hello, lady. Yeah.
What was his costume?
Jason.
It was
yeah,
Jason.
He went as Jason. Not Jason like
not
Friday,
Friday
the
13th.
No, just Jason from Hannaford.
Like, just button-up shirt. Hello, ladies. I should have gone as Jason.
Wouldn't it be cool if he went as, like, clown or something? Like, if
oh, my God. All the characters awesome. Went as each other. Yeah. Be like,
or he had his little red wagon
inception.
And his wheelbarrow.
Clown went as do-rag.
Wow. The other character was Surf Style. She showed up as...
Surf style.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
So, two characters went, neither in costume.
No, I mean they're characters; they don't have to.
Right. That's true. I mean, that's a good point. It kind of is a costume.
Next year, we're getting vintage Surf Style jackets, and we're all going as
Ooh,
Surf Style.
Yeah,
I'm going. You can go as Surf Style. I'm going as Do-Rag, just because he scares me. So I got to face my fears.
Yes.
Right.
Who's going as Clown and who's going as Bird?
Going where? Where are we going?
Because
if it's Chummies, I'm out.
Peppers.
Peppers.
I'll go as Bird. I'll take my little red wagon and I'll stand outside in the parking lot at Chummies.
Nice. But
that'd be great, like actually.
You'll wash the windows outside.
There you go. I'll go as Pete. There you go.
Yeah. So, one of the reasons we're gathered here today.
Dearly beloved.
Yeah, it's like a funeral. I'm assuming you've got some stuff prepared, Jen, that we kind of have to hold an emergency pedo watch.
We do.
Get your fat ass back here. Don't you mouth off to me or I'm going to slap you right in your penis. Da 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 da.
I think ultimately we kind of need to back up and let Robbie... remind us of the backstory with Mr. Earl Seavey.
All right, I'll recap. Because
you did build a relationship.
We did kind of have a
we
thing
need to cover
for a
that.
While.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
So it was the summer of 2012. It was especially hot that summer.
Strawberry wine. You want some candy?
I was lonely.
I got some popsicles down in the basement.
It's in a very difficult place in my life. Transitional period. No, so... Earl Seavey friended me randomly on Facebook, which, because of the podcast and whatever else, like
everything.
Sometimes you just
You're
get
like a
random,
local celeb.
Yeah,
right.
You get random friend requests. So I figured, maybe he's a fan of the podcast, whatever. So I friended him. Next thing I know, I wake up like the next morning.
With him next to you.
With him next to me, yeah. And, no, I had like 30 pictures that he went through and liked at about 3 o'clock in the morning. It's like, oh, Jesus Christ.
What kind of pictures?
Pretty much all of them were shirtless, which is the majority of my pictures anyway, as we've established.
Shirtless douchebag, yeah. Right.
To his defense, yeah. I don't have many other pictures. But so he went through, he actually did go through and cherry pick. And I'm talking ones from back in 2009. Like he went years back, really spent some time.
Every folder.
Yeah, and I know what he was doing. Like, let's... So, I wake up to just this fucking, like, creeper notification of all these likes. So I was like, oh, whatever, you know. And then I think he commented on a couple, like, looking good or whatever. I was like, all right, this guy's really fucking creepy. And then he kept doing it. He just kept liking. So finally I sent him a message. I was like, dude, what the fuck is your deal? And at that point, I had been informed by others that I was not the only one he was doing this to, including several underage boys.
Right.
One of which was Eric's son.
Yes.
So this is something that he does frequently. And then as we started talking about it on the podcast, other people started reaching out to us, sending us messages about it, saying, holy shit, he did the same thing to me. I'd get on and notice that he liked any male friend that I had, he was pretty much friends with, and any shirtless picture they had, he had liked. Except for Eric.
Except for me.
That sucks, buddy. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of a gauge, like a hot or not gauge. Like, are you Earl Seavey hot?
I'm definitely
Apparently
not.
Apparently, you don't. Yeah.
Nope.
He does have a type, and I I'd say that you're a little too mature and masculine for his type.
Yeah, you, so you think if I did like a shirtless picture now that I got a beard, it would, it still wouldn't work?
Definitely not. No.
Too much hair.
Too much hair. Yeah.
You'd have to shave your chest and face.
And back.
Well, it's good. It's good. At least I know I look like a man and not a boy. And so legs. That's good.
And knuckles.
Hey, yeah, let's just get this all out. Let's just
full body wax.
Yeah. All right.
Top to bottom. Well, maybe not the top.
So Earl and I had some back and forth conversation where I basically tried to call him out on it. And he was like, "What's your problem? I see you're friends with another gay man." It's like, dude, my problem is not that you're gay. It's that you're fucking creepy. You're a pervert. Like, you're liking my pictures by the dozen at 3 o'clock in the morning. You're friending underage boys and sending them messages. Like, that's not homosexuality. That's fucking perversion.
That's stalking.
Yeah.
That's stalking.
So, we've also heard over time that he creates fake profiles of hot girls, which we've talked about many times. And there's always like 5 or 6 guys that I look for when I see a friend request come from a girl. And I see 5 or 6 mutual friends. I look at who they are, and it guarantee they're the same 5 or 6.
The dirty
every
dozen.
Time. The right. Same, yeah. Yeah. The same guys. They go, "Ooh, this hot chick wants me."
Yeah. Extra.
Sorry.
Yeah, that's always my indication. But apparently, Earl CV has done this recently, and some people have posted screenshots online saying, you know, that this is actually Earl CV. I don't know if you want to elaborate, Jen. I don't have it handy.
So I resaved the screenshot, but a girl, I got, Tyler sent me this and the other morning, and I had to send it directly to Robbie. A girl posted, "Attention friends," and she did a little blurb and a screenshot of this fake profile. Sandra Muolo, it looks like the name would be.
Yeah.
You should know that this profile is actually a creepy old gay guy named Earl CV. He makes fake profiles of girls all the time to gain access to young guys and their pictures, and he prints them out and hangs them all over his house.
Nice.
So then
Where is Earl CV? Can we do like a witch hunt? I hate
Harrington,
to say it,
I think. He's down, from down east.
Yeah, he's in Harrington. Yeah.
You know, and it's important to know he's not on the sex offender list. This is, you know, all basically...
Yet.
Right. This is...
He hasn't been convicted. He's not a pedophile on the books. Like,
I think they said the same thing about Dahmer. You know?
Yeah.
Next thing you know, he's wearing black.
I know, but I think it is important for people to know, just because we don't want to get any kind of...
Right.
Have any trouble. So, yeah. Regardless, people started chiming in. A bunch of people. What a sick bastard. Dude is creepy as hell. I had to block his ass a while ago. This guy's name is Keith.
Hey, that's my girlfriend. Shit.
Yeah,
is that one comment? That would be great. Yeah.
Let's see. He makes profiles constantly to get close to young guys. So it's not just, you know, we definitely exposed him before, but everybody else knows it too. Fuck you, Earl CV, get a life.
I like that. Oh, that's the best
one. I looked immediately when I got this. I looked and he had already deleted the profile. I was going to screenshot anything I could, but he had already deleted the profile.
Of course.
People need to know what he's up to. He blocked me for confronting him about messaging my then 11-year-old nephew. Jeez. Good for you for exposing him once again. And then my friend Abe Alley, he's from down east too. He works at Greenpoint and I see him daily. He had mentioned a story to me about Earl, and we'll get into that later, but ultimately he started chiming in on this post. He's been after me for years. I mean years. He has troubled all the way around. Seriously, I bet he's tried getting me to add him with a fake profile at least 50 times. And then Sarah said, "I bet he has pictures of you, Abe." Abe, yes, he does, sadly.
Poor Abe.
He sent Krista Moslak's boyfriend a friend request that morning. Even with a pretty girl as a picture, people shouldn't add the person unless they know them, which is definitely true. Curtis said, "Isn't his real name Buddy Wackett?" So pretty much, you know, everybody has chimed in, and most people down east have a story.
Want some cake?
That's him.
Is that Earl the Squirrel?
Want some cake?
Did you see the picture? He's got a picture. His profile picture is of him standing in a weeping willow tree, and it looks like it's draped down over his hair. Oh. It's the most fucked up picture.
He's a creepy dude.
Yep. So I ended up having to block him.
Yeah.
I blocked him probably a year ago. We talked about it on the podcast. I actually got a message today because a listener of the show and friend, Trisha Pete, posted a picture, a screenshot to my Facebook, that same thing, the fake profile. And a friend of mine saw it and sent me a message, and he's a gay guy, and he said, you know, just want you to know that picture that was posted to your profile, I can confirm anything that people are saying about this guy. I've met him in real life, and anything people are saying is probably true. So I got a little inside scoop, and I don't know if this guy maybe got, you know, catfished by him, or yeah. I don't know what his interaction with him was, but he confirmed, like, yep, the dude's a fucking serious creep. So we have Abe's story here, some audio that we're going to play. He wasn't able to join us tonight, but he was nice enough to call and leave a message and tell his story about Earl Seavey.
Yeah, we'll listen to that, and then I'll kind of maybe recap it a little bit, because it's pretty intense.
Oh.
Hey, my name is Abe Alley, and guess what? I just hit the big time. I just hit the jackpot. I am on the podcast, Two Down East Dudes. I want to say thank you guys for having me on. I wanted to tell my story. Thank you guys so much for having me on. I'm excited. After I tell my story, you guys check out youtube.com/Abe's Corner. That's a YouTube channel that I just started recently. I've been doing some videos. I have a lot more coming. Abe's Corner, check that out.
You listening, Earl?
Like I said before, thank you for having me on. All right, let's get to it. Who the hell are we talking about? Ding, ding, ding. We're talking about the man, the cool-ass dude, Earl Seavey.
Dramatic pause. I like that.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about the creepiest, stupid motherfucker that I've ever seen in my life,
tongue-guzzling
Earl Seavey. I think that fits a little bit better. Okay, my name is Abe Alley. I'm from down east. I grew up in Addison, and I'm honored to be on the podcast tonight. Thank you guys so much, like I said before.
Imagine.
So my story. I started pro wrestling in 2002. A lot of you may know that. I started training with Tony Atlas in 2002, and I wrestled for 10 years, professional wrestling. I first started out as the Heartstopper Chase Sam and Tone, kind of like a cowboy sex symbol type gimmick. That I used to do. I used to wear a bow tie and no shirt with my tights. And yeah,
anyway, that's Earl's tie.
Look that up on the internet if you want. If I'm crazy, I am not sexy, period. Okay? Anyways, so I started wrestling. And my dad lived in Harrington in the apartment building. And of course, right across the way was the man, the awesome Earl Seavey. Now, a lot of you people may know who I'm talking about. He's the creepiest motherfucker you'll ever see. Okay? And if you're a guy, you know exactly who I'm talking about. Because this 75-year-old guy who paints his eyes, well, not paints, but pencils in his eyebrows.
Oh, God.
Ooh, he's 75 years old. He likes to pounce on men. I have no problem with homosexuality. You can be a homosexual, gay, if you're a guy or girl, does not bother me one bit. But when you step over the boundaries of somebody's right, that's where I have a problem. Now I'm going to get into why I do not like this guy.
Pencils and eyebrows before, isn't enough.
Eyebrows on fleek.
Pardon my speech. I'm going to swear a little bit here. Don't mind me. So let's get into it. So I started wrestling as a Heartstopper Chief in its own, like I said before. And then my dad lived across from Earl. So Earl was a big wrestling fan. And me and my friend Ryan Colton.
Of course he is.
Well, that's the end of part one. We get part two here.
Jesus.
Oh, yeah.
Earl comes over.
Yeah, and me and Ryan Colton, we used to go over and we used to sell wrestling tickets to him. because Earl was a big pro wrestling fan.
Well, yeah, well, dudes in their underwear. Why wouldn't you be Earl?
He never crossed any boundaries at that point. And when you break into the pro wrestling business, you get paid by how many tickets you sell for the promoter. And at that time, we were wrestling for Tony Atlas, and we were having a show at Narragansett High School. So we used to sell Earl pro wrestling tickets, you know, a couple times a year. And so after, like, the third show...
Of course I'll come to your wrestling match.
We walked into his apartment to sell him some more tickets.
Some popsicles.
Well, he got his camera out and wanted to take a picture of me and Ryan. Okay, no problem. He's a pro wrestling fan. He just wants to take a picture of the local pro wrestlers. And for the fucking record, everybody that's listening to this, pro wrestling, okay? Not fighting, not mixed martial arts. Pro wrestling. Entertainment. I'm not a tough guy. I'm an entertainer, okay? So,
yeah, I can relate.
I'm getting in your face, bro. Come
at me, bro. Pro wrestler. No, I'm an entertainer, not a fighter.
He's a lover, not a fighter.
So we walked in, and I
wish
looked,
Abe was on
and
the
there
show.
Was a big heart.
Abe fucking rules.
On his refrigerator.
Wait, what?
And guess whose picture was in the heart?
Oh, Lord. Oh,
in the heart.
In hearts.
Ding, 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 ding.
Oh, no.
What did he get? You got 2 seconds to answer the question. Abe Alley. Oh, what do we win, Johnny? Yeah. So I'm sitting there looking at my picture in my tight, my cowboy hat, and I had hearts on my tights, by the way, of course. The heart stopper chased in and told. So he had my picture with a big fucking heart around it on his refrigerator. Okay, I don't mind people having my picture. I've sold a lot of photos through the years, a lot of DVDs as well. And a lot of autographs. But that freaked me the fuck out. Hold on to your fucking hat now. I'm taking my fucking coat off. I'm getting fired up.
He's taking his coat off.
This guy drives me insane. So I look at Ryan, and he looks at me, and we're just like...
They clothesline Earl Seed.
I'm fucking weirded out, pissed off, and Ryan... thinks it's a funny ass fucking joke. With a heart around my picture on Earl's fridge, and we know he's gay, so I can just imagine he's probably spent his fucking load all over his wall.
Oh, Jesus!
25 times a day looking at my picture. Yeah, that makes me feel real fucking cool. I can tell you that right now.
Jerry just had to take his sweatshirt off.
Trying to get the money for the ticket. We finally get it, and it's in his apartment. Smell that just won't, like a gross.
It smells like semen and shame.
Insane smell. Oh, it just turns your stomach to go along with it.
Oh, shit.
So, just think, I'm getting crazy thinking about what he does to my picture every fucking night.
Oh, God.
Or looking at my pictures online
and
shit.
I know.
You guys should start a club, you know.
Hold on, we're on to part three here.
We get the hell out of there, okay? And and we go to my dad, and I'm just flipping out. I'm like, did you fucking see that? He's got my fucking picture with a heart and all this. The fucking Ryan is laughing his ass off. It's not fucking funny.
It's pretty funny, Abe. It's pretty funny.
It's kind of funny, yeah.
But this isn't where. That's where it started getting weird. Okay?
Started. That was the point.
My dad. And my dad was a nice guy, you know, and he knew he was gay and everything. Well, my mom passed away in 2006. And I was living in Machias at the time, and I decided to move to Bangor. And my dad wanted me to move in with him in his apartment. Well, I said no. And looking back at it now, I wish I would have, because my dad passed away in 2007. I lost my mom and my dad in 1 year, almost to the day. And but anyways, so I moved to Bangor. And I kept getting these restricted phone calls, which fucking pissed me off, by the way. And I wouldn't answer them, but I never got voicemail. So one day, I said, you know what? I'm going to answer this call. And these calls were at least once a day. And I would be getting all these Facebook friend requests by all these beautiful looking women.
Oh, I know the feeling.
Which I would never add. So I answer this call one day, and I hear this, hello. Oh. And I knew who the fuck it was. It was fucking Earl. And I come unglued on him. I changed. I called him every name in the book. This and that. I can't even remember what I said to him. I called him a cum guzzler. I called him a homosexual. I called him a fucking creep, a pedophile, a pee-pee puffer, a blowbag, a port sword swallower. I fucking went into him for about 3 minutes. And I hung the phone up. I went to US Cellular. I changed my number. I never got a call from him again to this day. But my dad passed away. And 2 days after my dad passed away, me and my brother went to my dad's apartment. And Earl, like I said, was living right across the road from my dad's apartment. Well, he saw that me and my brother were there, and he came over. And we were cleaning out my dad's apartment. And listen to me. 2 fucking days after my dad passes, and this fucking guy comes over to the apartment, and he's just telling us how sorry he is about my dad passing. Okay, that's fine and dandy. Get the fuck out. No problem. I didn't say nothing. I said, thank you. You know, we'll try to clean the apartment out, whatever. So I decided to stay down that night. And me and my brother were talking about staying down east so we could go back to the apartment and clean the rest of it out. Earl looks up to me and he says, well, I only have one bed, but you could stay at my place tonight.
It puts the lotion on its skin.
And a nice warm bed you can come with. And I flip.
Hold on, we need part four here, I think we're on.
Dude, this is...
Oh, wow. This is a story and a half.
Is this like The Hobbit and the Lord of the Rings?
I grabbed him and threw him up the door. I told him he should never, ever come around me ever again or I'd kill him. That's exactly what I said to him. And
no, you listen here, brother.
I didn't need him saying that to me. Okay, so I kept getting friend requests from all these girls. And I'm not stupid. I know who it is, okay? He does it all the time. He doesn't do it as much now, but I know tons and tons of guys that have been harassed by this fuck. Okay?
Abe's not a big fan of Earl.
And then one of my fellow wrestlers
from
Massachusetts posted a picture of me on his own page, and Earl was friends with him on Facebook. Earl saw the picture, told my friend that he was going to come in my ass. He was going to shoot his load in my ass.
Whoa! Is that a new wrestling move?
Yeah. Must be fucking 12 to be Abe Alley wanting this fucking guy to come in my ass.
That's Earl's signature move.
Move the fuck on before I knock you the fuck out, pal. And he he tries to, he's been saying bad shit about me and stuff for the longest time now because I come unglued on him. One more thing.
I heard that
he pulled that shit with Clarence Grant from Harrington. I guess Earl was living in a mobile home, a little trailer. Clarence hooked onto that trailer and drug his fucking trailer around the place for like 2 hours. And I heard this just the other day. And I guess Earl's house was all fucking upside down.
Seriously, down east Maine.
And that's fucking awesome. That
yes, it is.
Deserves every cock sucking thing he gets.
No cock sucking things.
No, we want to keep him away from the cock sucking.
This fucking guy won't leave me alone, and he won't leave anyone else alone. And if you're a guy, beware of this fucking person. No matter if you're 10 years old or 165, does not matter.
So there's still a chance.
There it is, folks. Abe Alley's laughing stock on two dudes. And down east, or two down these dudes.
Either
I'm
one.
I'm so fired up right now, I can't even talk straight. Thank you guys for getting my story on your podcast. Everybody, thanks for listening. Go to YouTube.com, Abe's Corner.
Nice plug,
Abe. I've got my own YouTube channel. I've got some videos on there.
Hold on, we got one more little.
I just wanted to say thank you to Two Dining Dudes for having me on the podcast. Have a great night. Take care. Be well. Abe Alley signing off.
Holy fuck. That was amazing.
That was amazing.
Holy shit. We don't know you, Abe, but we love you.
That was awesome.
He is
Abe.
Quite the fucking storyteller. You can tell he was born to be a professional wrestler.
He really was.
He is animated as fuck. And like, if you're going to have somebody tell a story about like having their pictures jerked off to by a creepy old guy,
I want Abe doing it as good as it gets.
Yeah.
I need Abe doing this.
I've been begging him since he told me the story about Earl Seavey, because when he delivers from Greenpoint, he always comes in the office. Since he told me the story about Earl Seavey, he posted something on his Facebook page before this, before the Earl stuff, about how Earl had friended him with a fake profile and taken some of his photos off his Facebook page. I was like, you've got to be on the podcast. You have to be. And he just, you know, it just doesn't work because he lives in Bangor. It just doesn't work out. But right. When this new stuff came to light, I had to have him.
Oh, my God, yeah.
That was gold.
Yeah.
Yeah. We've got to try to get him on the podcast at some point.
Absolutely.
Just to talk about whatever.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
Yeah, he sounds like a fucking blast.
So no, let's back up.
Oh,
I don't know why Earl would like his picture.
I'm definitely going to post this one when we post the podcast on the page. But ultimately, we need to back up. Basically, Abe and Ryan were selling wrestling tickets, went to the apartment where Earl lives to sell him tickets because he had bought tickets in the past, went inside. His wrestling photo was in a heart on the fridge. And I just want to share the photo.
That was the photo that was in the
heart.
He's
like, he's on the, what are the things, the ropes.
Yeah.
On the, you know, on the,
in the ring.
Ring, the ring. And it's, you know, ass
dead
out.
Ass, though.
He's got his dead ass.
It's a bullseye.
That's a target.
There's a heart right on his anus.
There's
right
a heart on his anus.
I kind of can't blame Earl at this point.
No,
he's kind of asking for it.
Abe, you were asking for it. Sorry, buddy.
Yeah.
But
you wanted it.
You wanted it.
You know, Earl thought it was an open invitation.
Apparently.
So we need to post this photo. But basically, you know, I could imagine. Could you just imagine right now going to someone's house for whatever reason that's the neighbor of your dad?
I have
like
a funny
the same
story
apartment complex.
Similar to this. Not to the extreme. So not
do
even.
Do tell.
So listen, my freshman year at Umpy, I'm up at Umpy and I'm across the hall from these guys. They've got a triple. They've got three guys in one room, and they had an N64, and GoldenEye was out there. That was the year GoldenEye came out, and that's big reason why I probably flunked out of college. Balls deep in GoldenEye, started getting stoned, whatever. I can't remember why I had senior pictures, but I had like a couple senior pictures in my desk, right? So this end of semester, I go over to this guy's room to play some GoldenEye, and my picture's on his mirror.
Shut your mouth.
I'm not even joking. Wow. And he looks at me, he's like, just kind of smiling.
Wow. That's the same. That's the same look that the little Asian guy gave me. Like that.
It was too. I was like, what the fuck's going on here? And I just left, and like my roommate's like, I'd pound him. I don't know what's going
on. Yeah,
you're Prescott now. He's like, you gotta get out of here. I was like, oh, I'm glad the semester's over. This has been a nightmare. But yeah, I feel for you, Abe. That's not to the extreme, Abe, but that's bad.
Yeah, that is bad. A little weird knowing that somebody's beaten off to your pictures.
Bad.
That's
some dude.
Yeah, there were a trio, three dudes.
Yeah.
Oh.
Three dudes, one cop. Jeremy's picture.
Oh, God. Wow. All right. I really don't know where we go from there.
Yeah,
how do you segue
like
from that?
There was something about the second part of Abe's story that the clearance thing. When he said that Abe tried to pull, there's this guy. He buys vehicles from me. His name is Clarence. He's from this crazy backwoods road in Columbia.
Nice. Columbia Falls.
Yeah. And he actually, I'll tell you a story about him from just last week coming down to the shop. It's fucking nuts. But he said that Earl Seavey tried to pull this shit on him, and Clarence took his pickup, hooked right up to his camper, and fucking towed him around Scudic Lake for 2 hours. Did you hear that part? Like, what the fuck?
No, seriously, that was great. That was like my favorite part.
Can you just see Earl, like, falling around in this camper, just trying to hold on for dear life?
Jesus!
Just tribute pictures just flying around. Holy shit. Yeah, happy socks flying everywhere like a tornado of fucking happy socks.
Grabbing AIDS pictures so they don't get damaged. Just like, yeah.
Like the Wizard of Oz. Shit so, just flying
this,
by.
This guy's so fucking crazy. He came down to the shop last week to buy a, he bought a wholesale $1,500 vehicle that he was going to have to either have towed off the lot or come get it when I'm not around. he stole a fucking dealer plate.
Oh my God.
He stole a dealer plate.
Clearance.
Off of a vehicle, went up behind Shaw's, put it on with a sheetrock screw. And Heidi just happened to be going to get our lunch and pulled out, and he pulled out right in front of her, and there's my dealer plate hanging off with one screw, with a sheetrock screw. She
Welcome
had
to
fucking
Downey.
Chase him down. He fucking stole it.
Wow.
Clarence is crazy as a shit house rat, obviously.
He doesn't give a shit.
He's fucking honey badger, man. He just doesn't give a shit.
He doesn't give a shit.
So we're going to play a little game on this podcast.
I like games.
Yeah, so Eric has no idea what we're doing. This is Jeremy's idea.
Yeah.
I'm a blabbermouth, as you may know. And from listening to this podcast, you can pretty much gather anything you need to about me. Eric's a bit more reserved with his personal feelings and personal life.
I don't have feelings.
Exactly. He doesn't have feelings. Very fucking masculine, just like straightforward, straight up.
Straightforward.
So well, black and white and red. Black and white and marbred.
Black and white and marbreds.
Yeah,
that's right.
So we're going to play a game of Would You Rather.
Oh, Jesus.
So people can get a better idea of who Eric is as a person.
Man. Eric, you just have to answer these. Okay, these are all hypothetical. You have to do one or the other.
Okay.
So.
Maybe.
No, you have to answer these.
This is gun to your head scenario.
Seriously.
All right.
You want to start off or you want me to start off with my first question?
You can go ahead.
Okay.
Yeah, you can do a couple, and then I'll throw in one here and there. I only have a few.
All right. I got a bunch.
Perfect.
I thought you were going to have some more. Okay. Eric, would you rather have a large pinky ring or a fat gold chain?
Large pinky ring.
All right. Right on. Right on.
I could see you rocking that.
Just going to tell you, these will get progressively worse.
Oh, I already know. The gold chain would really be caught up in the chest hair.
Right. Yeah, I wouldn't.
Tearing it out.
I'm not a punk ass kid. I don't wear chains.
Like, that's what I was going for with the pinky ring. Like
men
gangster.
Exactly. Men
like
wear
Pauly
rings.
From Sopranos.
Yeah.
Real men wear rings.
That's right.
Okay. All right. Would you rather wear tight Tour de France bike shorts or cut off denim jean shorts?
Oh, cut off denims.
Okay. Ooh. Like it. I like it.
Obviously.
But low enough that the pocket's showing.
Yeah, Johnny like Robidoux shorts.
Oh, J-Ro.
Oh, shit.
Oh, my God. Yeah, they're no longer the Daisy Duke. They're the Johnny Robidoux.
Absolutely.
Okay. Grow a pedo stash or a man bun?
Oh. I don't know. Oh. What's the latter? I don't know what
a
that
man
is.
Bun? The bun.
Like a samurai fucking
kind
bun?
Of, yeah. Like a greasy
I'll go with the
slick.
Bun. Well, no, I can't. I'd have to go with this stash.
Oh,
I don't
shit.
Have any hair.
No,
yeah.
Like,
good
rather?
One, Jeremy. Good one.
No, these are hypothetical.
Okay.
Hypothetically, Eric has hair in these questions.
Okay. Ooh, he's liking this game now.
Luscious locks.
Like, I have hair again? I'll fucking do any of these things.
just make it happen. I'm doing it too then.
Right?
I'd go with the stash then, I guess.
The stash?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, because if I got a full head of hair, then I'm not fucking it up.
Like, right.
You're going to let it flow?
Yeah, right.
True.
Man,
I'm going back to the feathered style and shit. Oh, yeah.
Once upon a time.
I might even grow a mullet again.
Eric had it, right almost down to the ass.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it was if it wasn't so
rat
curly.
Tail.
Right.
Right.
Oh, I did.
Awesome.
I rocked a rat tail. I had a mullet.
I did,
I
too.
Recall.
Yeah.
Did you come up with any, Jen? I gave you a little.
Yeah. Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
All right. Shoot.
Ready?
Yep.
Would you rather wear do-rags do-rag or wear clown's pants?
Oh, wow. They both got to be funky.
Clown's pants. Do-rags do-rag would be too close to my face. And that thing's been around for a while.
God.
That's true.
But at least the pants are way down there, and I'm up here, and I can just kind of.
I wonder if he. If he washes it, and if he has like a backup do rag that he throws on while that one's being washed.
He's got just like a closet full of do rags, like Batman suit.
That's what I imagined it.
Perfect, yeah, because that is kind of his disguise. Right. So, yeah, he's got to have backups. Yeah.
Would you rather run a 5K or let Bird shave your balls?
Bird, shave my balls. There's no way I'm running a 5K. That's great. Well, because you're basically asking me if would you rather die or have Bird shave your nuts? Like I'm gonna.
But you wouldn't be pushed. It's not. You just had to run it. You wouldn't.
But I had to run. It. Like I had to run. I can't rock and run to the kitchen from here.
Rob, point. Would you rather cuddle with a koala or wrestle an alligator?
Oh, my God. cuddle with a koala, I guess.
Aw. See, he's got a soft side.
Koalas are super cuddly.
I had a character-related question, too. Would you rather make out with Bird or make out with Pistol Pete?
Wow.
Yeah.
See, that's not neat. Like, can I run the 5K?
That's great.
Oh, that is a tough one because it's like
you don't
want to
do either.
No, I mean, you got the tooth, you get the snaggle tooth versus
I got
the
a couple
spinning.
You're not going to want to do either. So you got to choose one.
What was the options again?
Bird or Pete?
Making out with either of them?
Yeah.
Well, fuck it. I might as well do both at the same time.
Ooh, three-way. That's hot.
I mean, option C, doing both.
Fucking choice.
Fucking three-way makeup.
All right. Would you rather smoke a Marbred while drinking a Zima or smoke a Virginia Slim 120 while drinking a Budweiser?
Oh, my God.
That's a tough one.
I go with the Budweiser and the Virginia Slim, only because I feel like the Budweiser would cancel out the Vagina Slim.
Right. Slim Vagina.
Yeah.
Slim Vagina.
Would you rather eat only at John Edwards for a week?
I knew it was coming.
Or only at China Hill?
Oh. John Edwards. I'd have to go John Edwards.
Anal Riptide.
Yeah.
I've got one more. Would you rather smoke a cig butt out of the can at family planning?
Oh.
Or use family planning, like you gotta think about that.
Right, yeah.
Or use a toilet at Walmart with no seat, with just the bowl. You gotta sit on the bowl.
What, at Walmart?
Yeah, Walmart, butt on the bowl, or cig butt out of the can at family planning.
I think I'd take my chances at family planning. Wow. I do. I've seen what's coming in and out of Walmart.
You could probably kind of hotbox it too, like
right. Smoke through the fingers. Yeah, exactly.
Avoid.
Yeah,
he found a loophole in that one. You weren't expecting that plot twist.
No.
Would you rather wear open-toed Birkenstock sandals,
Jesus Christ,
or fuzzy laced Crocs?
Ah, my lord. Fuzzy laced Croc? What's a Croc? Well, seriously, what is?
You don't know what Crocs are?
No.
Really?
Are you fucking kidding me?
Yeah,
those
no.
obnoxious foam shoes that have the holes in them.
Oh, those Swiss cheese shoes.
Looks like Jason's mask.
And then
I'd go with the Crocs. Right. At least my toes wouldn't be exposed. Those are covered, right?
More or less.
I don't want my hairy hobbit feet showing. So. All
right. Would you rather jerk off a dog to win a $100 bet, only to find out he's been neutered?
Wait, what?
So
wait, get a piece of paper and a pencil for this one. You're gonna have to write this down.
Math problem. Yeah.
Or contract pink eye because you farted on your wife's pillow, but she was keen to the joke and swapped pillows on you.
I go with the pink eye because you know
farted on your own face.
Right. Yeah.
But you get the pink eye.
But I'm not jerking a dog off indefinitely.
I can go all night, bro.
So, am I still going to get paid? Am I still getting paid? I don't know. What's the goal here? I got a few more. I got a couple that
I'm tapped.
Jeremy's been planning for a while.
It's dark now.
Would you rather be the guy who accidentally gave a kid with peanut allergies a Snickers bar without killing him, or ask a woman who's not actually pregnant, when's your due date?
Oh, God.
I'd give the kid the Snickers. It just seems less dangerous.
That's a good choice.
It does. Really, it seems way less dangerous. Oh, my God. Yeah.
Okay. Okay, these are my two.
I mean, if, you know, I just, you know, walk it off, kid. Right. You know what I mean? Fucking right. Man up.
These are my two doozies, and I don't know which one I'm going to do first. Would you rather beat off while your wife gets pounded by another guy?
Oh, my God.
What the
so fuck?
Or would you rather have her make you give her head while she wears a strap on?
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Wait, what was the first one?
Beat off while your wife gets pounded.
No, I'd do that. I'm not going to beat off about it. Like, I'd watch.
Off about it. No, like, scene. That's an emotion.
It's not multiple choice.
It's such a bad day at work today. I'm going to beat off about it.
Well, I'm saying, like, I'll watch, but I'm not going to beat off. Like, right. If that's the option, then I'll just have to give her head.
Okay.
Yeah.
He's giving Cone.
Because I'll watch. Like, that, whatever. That'd be whatever. Right. But I'm not going to. I'm not going to enjoy it.
Crying.
Right.
Jerking off in your own tears. Boom.
All right, I guess this is my last one. Would you rather...
Thank God, Jesus.
Would you rather get a golden shower from a woman who ate asparagus the night before? Or would you rather have a girl poop on a glass coffee table with you underneath?
Asparagus.
Already.
Okay, yeah. I didn't even get to finish.
Huge poop, dude. I'm not doing that. No way.
On a glass coffee.
Underneath the Wednesday after Taco Tuesday.
Oh. Yeah. Asparagus.
Asparagus.
Yeah. I'll take the piss all day long.
Wet fart Wednesday. You didn't pick that
wet
one?
Wet fart Wednesday. Yeah. No, I'm good with that. Just the thought of it makes me want to puke a little.
Well, before we sign off, I figure while we've got Jeremy here, we've kind of got to geek out a little bit at least. I just wanted to announce publicly that Two Down East Dudes will have two balconies at the Criterion Theater on the preview night of Star Wars.
That's amazing. That's going to be awesome.
So definitely invites,
mouth music.
Invites going out to close friends, family, and some of the regulars of the podcast. We'll send some invites to. Or if you just, you know, want to meet us or see us or whatever, that's where we'll be that night, which will be a blast.
Yes.
I think we're all pretty fucking excited.
Are you guys dressing up? No. You pretty much have to.
No.
Dude.
No.
Dude.
No.
Dude.
No.
Dude.
It's geeking out with Jeremy, okay?
Would you rather
and who's,
dress
would you,
up as a Star Wars character?
Or would you rather be a phony
Jeremy?
Wearing a Deadpool shirt?
Ooh. Oh,
shit.
You better dress up,
just
dude.
Got real.
Dude, I'm not.
We'll
that
dress up as
big.
Fucking Ewoks. Oh, keep your beard going, and yeah. I'll keep my beard going, and we'll fucking Ewok that
brown,
shit.
Do, something. We'll do brown face.
Something.
Oh, my God.
Go as Lando.
Colt 45 malt liquor.
Maybe. We'll have to talk about it. I'm not a big Star Wars fan.
Oh, gosh.
I'm not like the hugest Star Wars guy. Like, you know me. I'm more of a comic book fanatic.
I'm kind of a
I would dress up. Like, can
too.
I dress up as Deadpool to go to the Star Wars movie?
Why not?
Because I could do that.
Fuck it. There's going to be all kinds of weirdos.
No.
Yeah. Freaks come out at night.
Yeah.
So, other geeking out. We're talking a bit about The Walking Dead. Jeremy's not quite up to date on the
show. I didn't
show.
Watch the last episode.
Didn't
spoilers.
Watch the last episode. Well, you didn't miss much. Yeah, we'll fucking proceed it with that. That
right.
You will get spoiled if you listen to this and you haven't watched yet.
Yeah, last week's episode really is irrelevant.
It was like an hour and a half, right?
It was, which I don't fucking understand the
purpose
of it.
See, the ends of my episodes have been getting cut off.
So yeah, hour and a half episode. Nothing to do with the way that the last episode
right.
ended with Glenn just
of
in
course.
A complete predicament and Rick too, because you don't really know what's going on with Rick.
Right.
Now, at the end of the episode, Glenn was pretty much looked like he was fucked.
He's done.
But they kind of left it. They left it open. And
he can't be.
He's not.
He was not. Okay, spoilers yet again, obviously. But he was not being eaten by the walkers. That's for sure. That's 100%. Otherwise, the special effects team should be fired. Because you do not pull your intestines out of your fucking chest cavity. And that's what was happening. So, I'll give you that maybe he got eaten after the guy on top of him did. But that was not his organs being pulled out of his body.
Yeah. I mean, these are clever people. And they wouldn't have been just
right.
like, realize afterwards, like, oh shit, we didn't actually show his guts being pulled out. Right. That was on purpose.
Right. That was on purpose.
You see his face, he's screaming, and you see guts by his face, but
Jesus, if he lives, man, it's just like, I know. Come on.
Yeah.
Like,
I mean,
how many?
They're famous for that, and it actually gets to the point that it's almost predictable that they keep putting characters in these predicaments where it's like, oh shit, this is it. There's no possible way they can get out.
They've always just killed the safe character to kill.
Right.
Andrea, fucking Dale.
The one that people weren't very close with.
The one that people didn't like.
Right.
So killing him would be about time. Okay. So.
Well, I don't know. I mean, obviously time will tell.
Some clear signs that he's not dead, though. He, when they do the little rundown at the end in the Talking Dead
on the In Memoriam.
In Memoriam, yeah. They didn't show him in that.
Right.
He wasn't on the Talking Dead, which anytime a character gets killed off.
He's been spotted on set still.
Right.
But like I said to you last week, the season's already done being filmed, right?
Right.
Correct.
So.
Well, I don't know unless
is
they're
he in
finishing
flashbacks
up,
for the second half of this season?
Right. Because they're filming the second half of this season. Now.
Okay, I'm sorry to like interject with something, but we're getting our geek on, and a lot of things I do with at work to help the time go by is I'll talk sports and do top five centers of all time, top five shortstops, top five TV deaths that fucking broke you. You know what I mean? Television shows that you were like, that happened. You're like, how the fuck do they kill?
Opie.
Yep. That's what came to mind for me.
Guys, Opie comes to mind.
Yeah. She never even saw it. I just told her about it.
Spoiled by me. Yep, that's right.
Yeah.
I think Opie's in my top five. I would have to say Ned Stark.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
First
time.
Season
Huge,
of Game of Thrones.
Massive.
Like, dude, that's the fucking main character.
Right. And the best goddamn character they had.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was thinking that too. I was like, oh, I could watch fucking seasons of this guy, like
the
badass. No,
I
killed
the Red Wedding. I mean, if we're going Game of Thrones,
for sure. That was definitely in my top five.
I'm traumatized by that.
Oh, it was bad. For like a week, I was like, I can't believe that happened. Like, I'm going to read the book so I don't get surprised again.
Right.
I did, too. I was like, fucking pissed.
Wow. You ain't doing that to me again, you
fuck
asshole.
You, George R. R. Martin. Why do you do this to me?
Jimmy Darmody.
Good one.
Boardwalk Empire. Guys. That fucked me up.
That does come to mind.
Forgot McDreamy.
McDreamy, he's a huge
McDreamy.
Oh, he's thanks for the spoiler.
Right.
Hey, I didn't fucking
wait. They
watch
killed
it
McDreamy.
My DVR shit the bed.
What,
and I
what are we talking
it's
about?
It's a fucking
Grey's Anatomy.
Hospital. Yeah, it's a hospital drama. How do you fucking kill off a character? What did he like?
He went to do some
slip
surgery,
in a shower, and
yeah,
fall.
He like
he survived fucking malaria, plane crashes, losing a leg,
that's true.
Losing a
wait, and it was
long...
a slip accident.
No, I don't.
I was just making that up. And now,
how did he die?
I don't fucking know. I quit watching it because it's been on for 75 seasons. I'm
right.
fucking over it.
Yeah. Right.
Like, oh, they killed him? Well, they should kill everybody. The whole show.
I was kind of...
Put him on a plane and have it crash.
Rita? Right.
They did Dexter. That already and he survived.
Oh, Rita and Dexter,
they
yeah.
They made a plane crash
of
on
course.
The show.
Because that was like, after that Dexter. Season, Dexter kind of, for me
tanked.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I felt the same way about Sons of Anarchy once Opie died.
Right.
Kind of went downhill. Is anybody watching American Horror Story?
No.
This season?
I've watched the first episode. It was fucking awesome.
That's what I said.
I heard
yeah.
it was fucked.
It is fucked.
It is.
Lady
fucked.
Gaga's. That bitch is crazy.
Yeah.
We are out of time. We are past time.
Yeah.
Overtime.
Overtime. Putting in overtime. Do we get paid extra for that?
Yeah, absolutely.
I think we do. We'll
pay
ourselves
timer,
extra.
Time and a half.
We've got.
Yeah, right.
Well, we sold a couple of shirts, I think. So we got like $10 in our bank account now. So
nice.
We can pay ourselves.
Yes. Don't.
What,
$5
two,
a piece?
$3 a piece?
We've earned it tonight.
I mean, we want to leave a little in the kitty. We don't want to take it all.
Right.
We might need
thinking.
That.
Yeah. It's good thinking.
Yeah.
Women's shirt, I'll buy two more. Whatever.
You can get women's shirts, apparently. I don't know how, but
you can. Yeah.
That's what
it,
he said.
It's just an
he
option on the
option.
Site.
It's there. I have no idea how you get to it, but apparently it's there. So.
Yep. So buy up the shirts so we can get paid.
Yeah. Would you get like a dollar shirt? Is that what you get?
$4,
$3 or $4, I think, per
yeah,
shirt.
Big money, big money.
Yep.
Right on, dog.
Saw a picture of my brother, Dr. Harriman, rocking a Two Downey Stewards shirt.
Oh, very nice.
Yep.
Very nice.
Oh, speaking of which, before we go, we got some listener feedback.
Ah.
We got a message. So this listener feedback is from Timmy Sprague, the one and only.
It's been a while since we heard from him.
Has been. Says, hey guys, just wanted to say, still enjoy the podcast. Keep up the good work.
So, very nice.
I believe Timmy Sprague is now city boy, ain't he? Well, no. Not a city boy, but city isn't he boy. Living in New York?
Wait,
didn't
what?
I see that on Facebook?
He just bought a house in Lemoyne.
Just
Lemoyne.
Bought a house in downtown Lemoyne.
Downtown. Why did I think he was in New York?
I have something. No well, idea. L.A.
Maybe that's somebody else.
Yeah. L.A.
L.A., yeah. L.A. Moyne.
L.A. Moyne.
That is the city.
L.A. Moyne.
Moyne.
Sweet. Well, thanks for the message, Timmy. Thanks for absolutely. Listening. We love you.
And?
Moyne, dude.
Beautiful.
Moyne, Earl.
Like I
off about it. No like seat. That's an emotion. It's such a bad day at work today. I'm gonna beat off about it.
Thanks for listening. If you like the show, let people know. Spread the word. Don't forget to like our Facebook page. Check out our YouTube channel and follow us on Twitter. If you have any questions or things you'd like to hear on the show, let us know by emailing us at twodowneastdudes@gmail.com. That's the number 2DowneastDudes@gmail.com. If you'd like to contribute to the show, please click on the Amazon banner on our website at www.2downeastdudes.com. Again, that's the number 2DowneastDudes.com. It doesn't cost any more, but we do get a small percentage of the purchase price. You can also feel free to donate to us directly via our PayPal link on the website. Come on, dude!